You're very welcome. Okay, so now we're going back to Shelley. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Shelley.
And say it one more time, please.
Shelley.
You're just medium city. I've got all kinds of people coming through now. Okay, why don't you do some of these readings? You know that you can talk to them, right? You know that you can, like, actually have a conversation?
Well, I don't know if I get an answer, but I do talk.
And say your name again, please.
Shelley.
You will get an answer as you stop defying it. It's almost like, how do I say this? It's almost like I feel like you challenge it. Like, okay, try to give me an answer. Just try. So it's more so of opening up to, it's like him, opening up to when you least expect it.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You may not hear a voice, but you'll see a picture. You'll get a color. You'll get, this is for me too. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh yeah, we definitely understand each other. Absolutely.
You know, you'll get something. You might get a picture here, or you might see something in the morning. Oh God.
Okay, and say your name again, please. No, don't be sorry at all. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Okay, but say your name again, please. You have the ability to work with spirit way more than you realize. Way more than we realize. You know, it's sort of like, you know, you come here, which is beautiful and lovely, and it's like, I'll take a message to go, you know. And they're saying, play with that. Play with that during the day. Play with that when you're doing your dishes. Play with that when you're retiring tonight. Open up to spirit's presence that's available to you. And they're saying have a party of it. Have a party of it. Your house is full. You don't sleep alone. And I don't mean like people are watching you. More so that you have visitors. You have visitors.
You had one last night.
So partake of the party. Partake of the goodies. Here's what they're saying. Don't wait till you cross over, which is like 100 zillion years from now. But don't wait till you cross over to be like, I knew it. Like, enjoy the process while you're on this side. And then you can get the confirmation when you cross over. And you can be like, I knew it. Have fun with it here. I do feel like your gifts are expanding. And it part of it's got to be from coming with the energies, just the channeled energies. It opens people up to their gifts. I mean, it really does. It's energy that you can use for your own benefit, however you want to. And a lot of people just spontaneously open up. So you're opening up, you really are. And they're saying, have fun with it. And again, Joseph's right. It's not, the communication does not come through the way it does in physicality. So it is it is about opening up to your sixth sense. And using that, your other faculties. And you don't have to know how to do it. You just have, they're saying, just have the willingness to do it. But to release the, okay, prove it to me. Prove it. Because what you're doing is then you put up resistance. And that's actually why you don't hear it. They're saying that there's a part of you that actually is hearing it. But that it's your resistance that's keeping you from receiving it.
We have to open up to the possibility and not say, oh, that's bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
The possibility it's, we have to open up to.
It's there. It really is there. I don't know what the whole thing is with my grandmother, but it is the second time that you've invited her here, so. Welcome, Grandma. And I'll leave you with that. That's all I know. Uh-huh. Okay, so we have a couple more minutes. If anyone has another question, I know Leslie's about to go, so I'll double check with Leslie before she travels on. us. Yeah, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
And okay. I appreciate the group energy.
Happy to have you. Happy to have you. Okay, so any other questions before we close?
When I asked for a message from Jesus, he came right through.
Mm-hmm.
So if I did that every week, he'd just come right through? Always get him?
He said he'd be happy to come through you.
I know.
He'd be happy to come through you.
But what about here? Is that okay?
He'll wait till you arrive here if you prefer.
I mean, you don't mind?
No, oh, she was doing Sananda every single week. No, he says he doesn't mind at all. And he said, really that all the beautiful masters are delighted to be of service, delighted to be of service.
Well, I don't know who to call. They all have names. I don't know them all.
And say your name for me.
Joyce.
And say it one more time, please.
Joyce.
I feel like you also have energy of Mary Magdalene. So you also work with her. So that is somebody that you can think of. But as you, and say your name one more time, please.
Joyce.
As you get more comfortable with the idea that he's totally available to you, my strong feeling is oh good, it's so individualized how people feel him. But my feeling is your psychic perceptions of him or feelings of him are going to increase. I would think, especially after reading that book, because you're permitting yourself, and that's what he's saying, it's like you're permitting yourself to get to know him on a more, I don't want to say like a personal basis, but like on a more like, I know this is weird, but these aren't his words, they're mine, but almost like a user-friendly basis, you know, to really understand, because he's saying he's really not here to teach him about him. He's here to teach you about you. And so that all these things that he's been said to possess and be able to accomplish, he says, you know, all these are fine, but it's understanding why he was able to accomplish these things, and to understand that, you know, like equals like, in the sense that, you know, we're the daughters and the sons of God as well, and that his desire is to empower us, to teach us what we're capable of, and to for us to understand our innocence, and to us to understand our grace, and through our union with him, that you know, that he can make that happen, or that you can make that happen actually, and that by us understanding his nature and his story, that it's about us discovering our true nature and our story, that is in fact, you know, yet to come. That our story isn't finished being written. And he says, and that's what his gospel is really about.
Does everyone have the ability to have, like, drawn psychic energy, or some are more?
Some are more in tune with it, some are more developed. Well, if you look at the consciousness of the planet, there are many that have incarnated from higher awarenesses, so that they're kind of abilities that are latent, that just haven't been paid attention to. So it's sort of, you know, if they call them light workers, but ones that come from higher awarenesses or higher dimensional realities to support the awakening of consciousness of humanity, then the idea is all those gifts are just sitting there waiting to pop open. So they're called like the first wave. They're the ones that are going to awaken first, only because it's all sitting there just waiting. But then as everyone one by one awakens, everyone has the ability to tune into it, because they say, you know, the more that you really understand your true nature, nothing is kept from you. I mean, and that literally means nothing. Mm-hmm. But that those that have previous awarenesses are typically going to open up first, because you're just pretty much retrieving what it is you already have experienced. Mm-hmm. Which I would suspect would be you, the way things are going off in your world, in your life, in terms of your abilities. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. All right, you're so welcome. Happy client.
Bye. I have a question. Mm-hmm. When you said to Louisa, and I don't remember the exact words, but you said giving her life over to death. Did you say that?
Turning her life over to her higher self, because when you live your life from the egoic consciousness, you live simply from what your ego knows, from your linear mind, which makes sense, you know, and your linear mind says cross the street, wait for the green light to cross the street, that kind of thing. The problem is you're losing the benefit of your higher self, because your higher self is the one that's really the divine self that's connected to your God self. Your divine self exists in your future. It's past, present, future. It's kind of like above the time-space sequence continuum that we reside in. And so that self understands how to bring all the good stuff to you faster. Your linear mind would say, for example, you know, you've got to do elementary school, high school, college, graduate school. You've got to work, you know, 60 hours a week, slave like a dog to make ends meet. That's what your linear self would tell you. If you turn and surrender your life over to your higher self would be, well, you know, we can just help you invent this and you can make $1 million at 20 and live a good life. But if you never turn your life over, and this isn't just about manifesting wealth, but it's understanding that your higher self knows so much more than the linear. The linear only knows what ego consciousness knows. And as you can tell, ego consciousness is a little lost. I mean, we're still beating each other up. We're still throwing, you know, bombs at each other. So the idea is that there's another awareness that has like higher answers for everything, that has like better answers for everything. And so because we have free will, that energy can only work through us as we turn our will over to it. So when we turn our will over to it, miracles happen. So instead of having to go like, you know, from here to here to here to here to accomplish something, if I turn my will over to it, then that means my life isn't mine. I mean, that means I give my whole life up to it and have spirit work through me. But it also means I have miracles. So instead of having to work so hard, I can simply open up to spirit, and spirit says, okay, just go talk to that person down the street. Oh, well, that person has what I need. So now I just saved a week's worth of work doing it the logical way. Because you're opening up to grace. You're opening up to like God's will working through you. And
so how does that coordinate with free will?
You have free will, so you can decide. You can decide not to open up to that energy in your life. You choose.
But once you do open up to it, do you still have free will?
Well, you open up to it, but you can always decide not to listen to it. You can take your free will back at any time and decide not to listen. You know, like I get intuitive guidance and I choose not to listen and I get burned. Because I took my will back. Yeah.
I have a question. Louisa is looking for direction to find a position. Mm-hmm. And in essence, her message said, there's something out there waiting for you, but how will she know? Because it's not really what she's looking for. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Will she be aware? Will she be accepting that this is something for her to lead to something else? So, you know what I mean?
I think it will arrive. I think it will arrive as
she... But will
she
know that that's it? Will she be accepting? Because it's obviously not going to be what she wants.
What her ego wants.
Right. Will she be accepting, say, oh, this is it? Will she have the intuition to know that this is the one that's meant for her?
I think it will all, like...
Fall into place.
Fall into place. Okay. And probably somewhere through the process, it'll be like, oh, I get it, you know, or she's just helping somebody out, not thinking about trying to get a job. And someone says, oh, well, you know, if you have free time, you know, I can even pay you to help out here. Mm-hmm. It'll be like that. She'll be helping out just to help out. And suddenly she ends up being employed.
Can I tell a story?
Yeah.
I go for grief counseling twice a month. And the gentleman who runs the group is associated with Jupiter Hospital. And he used to work for a church, that big church on North Lake. Do you know which one I mean?
Christ Fellowship.
Christ Fellowship. And he was promised a pastoral position because he's a minister. And through politics or whatever, they got rid of him. And he went for an interview, Jupiter Hospital, and they created this position for him. Mm-hmm. And it was a minor position. And they had the Jehovah's Witnesses who don't do blood transfusions. Mm-hmm. Okay. He had to meet with the Jehovah's Witness Church to see how this hospital can take care of their needs without infringing on the relationship of the religion. And when he went for the position that he had then, he spoke to this one lady, and then he went through this, and they called him in, and they created this position for him. He is head of pastoral care for the hospital. And he is a wonderful, wonderful man. And anytime there's a problem with someone passing on, he's called in on the case, and he's just caring, giving, and whatever. That's not the position that he went for. It just rolled into it. And he's becoming very, very well known in the business. I'm sorry.
That's no, no, no. It's a nice mm-hmm. story.
Yeah, it is a nice story. He's a nice mm-hmm. man.
Okay. So we will close on that. Indeed, we would like to surround you with some divine energies, divine appointment, divine channeled communication, if we may. In other words, it is time. It is time to begin to explore the journey of arriving. Arriving at the awareness that as you open up to the light, as you are willing to release your grievances, your pockets of fear or despair, in fact, you will find the light quite healing, quite enveloping, quite nurturing and nourishing. Nourishing for the Christ within. Nourishing for your true self to emerge, to reveal itself, to live and abide through you as you. So let us leave you with some droplets of energy of life. We ask that you create a holy space within your heart. Create a holy space and invite your true self within. Indeed, we surround you with our love and light. We look forward to these continued communications, both within the circle as well as in your own private dwelling. In truth, the conversations are always taking place as you are willing to serve the light, as you are willing to attune to your higher self. And so it is.